So how can we keep our heart open when the mind is constantly against us, often giving us ideas which are, okay, the mind is giving us ideas which are undesirable. See, it is not that all the programming of the mind is bad. There is, sometimes we get good ideas also. We may call them as hunches. Sometimes we get inspiration and we find out this is a very good solution. So it's not that it's always bad. So usually, when we want to be open-minded or open-hearted, that simply means that we are not judgmental either way. If we are too naive, then whatever thought pops up within us, we just uncritically accept it. Now, eat this, watch this, read this, go here, go there, just accept it, whatever it is. So that uncritical acceptance is undesirable because we often are misled by that. But that does not mean we have to go to the other extreme and we have a blind rejection of everything. There are good ideas also that come up. So initially when we are not able to discern, it's good that if we get some thoughts, some ideas, rather than acting on them, we record them and keep them. Now, if I get some thought, should I do this? Okay, then maybe I can just write it down somewhere, or maybe I can just record it on my phone. And after some time, evaluate it. So this is like we try to create some kind of a pause button. No, I don't know whether I should do it or not. This sounds good, but I don't want to act impulsively. So let me pause it. And if we pause, after some time when we are a little more calm, a little more reflective, then we can evaluate. Because usually when any thought comes from inside to us, at that time, it seems very good. And we are not able to objectively evaluate it. But if we let that moment pass, and we don't want to lose the idea, so we record it and keep it. And afterwards, we can evaluate it. And if it makes sense, we act on it. And if we do like this, over a period of time, we will ourselves be able to understand what are the times, or what are the situations, what are the times when my mind gives me misleading ideas, and what are the situations when the mind gives me good ideas. And then we will be able to tap the good ideas without choking or suppressing them. Does it answer the question? Thank you. Yes, you had a comment or question?
Yeah.